ever find yourself in a loving relationship, but you're craving something more, something, you know, something your partner just can't give you. Well, that's what we're diving into today.
Okay.
It's a guide to loving yourself and getting what you need as the mindful modern mistress.
Okay.
And it's a book that really tackles this tricky question head on.
Interesting.
You know, when you hear mistress, you might think, well, that's a little scandalous, right?
Right.
But the author, who identifies as a mindful modern mistress, she argues that a lot of these traditional open relationships, they just fall apart, you know,
Yeah.
under the weight of jealousy and just unmet expectations.
And what's interesting is that she's saying it's not always because there's a lack of love for the primary partner.
Exactly. It's way more complicated than that, right? She points to this concept of compersion. Have you ever heard of that?
I haven't, no.
Yeah, it's not something you hear every day,
Right.
but it's basically this feeling of genuine joy that you have for your partner's happiness, even when it's with someone else. So, like, imagine being happy for a friend's success instead of feeling jealous.
Okay.
It's kind of that same energy, but in a romantic context.
That's a really good way to put it. It's like flipping the script on jealousy,
Yeah.
which I think is really hard for a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely. And she kind of even argues that it's like we're almost hardwired for this competition, you know, at work with our friends, even in our romantic relationships. It's like it's just ingrained in us.
Yeah, and I think she argues that, you know, without that compersion, open relationships, they just become breeding grounds for resentment
Oh, for sure.
and insecurity. And that's really, I think, where this concept of mindful mistresshood comes into play.
Yeah, and we'll definitely unpack that a little bit later.
So, you know, with this whole lack of compersion thing we were talking about,
Right.
and this struggle with these traditional open relationships,
Yeah.
it really kind of brings us to a dilemma.
Okay.
What happens when you love your partner? You're committed, but you have needs that they just can't or won't fulfill.
It's such a tough spot to be in
It is.
because it really is like being caught between a rock and a hard place, right? It's
Yeah.
like on one hand, you can stay silent, but then
Right.
you risk letting all this resentment fester.
Exactly.
But then if you speak up and say, hey, I want to try this open relationship thing,
Yeah.
it could blow everything up.
Yeah. And she really gets into that.
Yeah.
She really dives into that tough situation.
Does she offer any advice?
Yeah. Well, she argues that both paths,
Okay.
staying quiet or pushing for an open relationship, they both have the potential to really hurt.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's like there are no easy answers here.
And you know what's interesting?
What's that?
A lot of times you hear people say, just leave.
Right.
If you're not happy, just leave the relationship and find someone who can fulfill your needs.
Right. Just find someone else.
Yeah, but this author, the Mindful Modern Mistress author, she really pushes back on that.
Why is that? What does she say?
Well, she says it's just not that simple,
Okay.
especially when you bring in all the realities of life.
Yeah, like what kinds of things?
Kids' finances, you know, maybe you still have this deep love for this person.
Sure, you have a history.
Exactly. Walking away from all that can feel impossible.
It can be really tough.
Yeah, so if leaving isn't an option and, you know, staying silent isn't really sustainable either,
Right.
what does she suggest?
Well, this is where she brings up this whole mindful mistresshood thing.
Okay, so that's her solution.
Yeah, you could say that she presents it as a possible path for someone who's in this situation.
Okay, but just to be clear, she's not like condoning infidelity here.
Right. She's not saying go cheat on your partner. It's much more nuanced than that.
Okay, so how does she frame it then?
Well, she's walking this really fine line, and
Yeah.
it's important to understand where she's coming from.
Okay, so mindful mistresshood.
It
I mean, it's a lot to unpack, right?
really is.
Because on the one hand, you're saying, okay, I need something more, but then, you know, going outside your relationship to find it.
Right.
Isn't that kind of inherently unethical?
Well, and that's the million-dollar question, right?
Right.
And she really gets into this ethical gray area.
Okay.
But it's really important to point out here,
Yeah.
she is not advocating for just like reckless indulgence
Okay.
or saying it's okay to hurt other people.
Right. So it's not about justifying bad behavior.
Exactly. She's really emphasizing personal responsibility
Okay.
and this idea of minimizing harm as much as possible.
So it's less about just like, I'm going to go do whatever I want,
Right.
and more about, okay, how do I handle this really delicate situation?
Exactly. And she talks a lot about honesty.
Okay.
Honesty with yourself first and foremost, but also minimizing harm to other people as much as you can.
Okay, so it sounds like self-awareness is like a big part of this.
Absolutely, it's crucial.
Because otherwise it's really easy to slip into that justification territory, right?
Yeah.
So if someone's listening to this and thinking, okay, this mindful mistresshood is something I want to explore.
Right.
Where do they even start?
Well, she really encourages people to look inward.
Okay.
And not just to figure out what they want.
Because we all want things right.
Right.
Exactly. So it's more than that.
Yeah. It's about digging deeper.
Okay.
And understanding the why behind those desires.
So like, what am I hoping to gain from this?
Yeah. And what am I willing to risk?
Okay.
What impact will this have on everyone involved?
Including myself.
Especially yourself.
So it's not about running away from your problems.
No.
It's about really understanding them.
Yep. Yeah, confronting them head on.
And maybe even more broadly than just this mindful mistresshood. Ah. It's like this idea of taking responsibility for your needs.
Right.
And really being honest about what's going on in your relationship.
Absolutely. And that's something everyone can benefit from.
Yeah. Whether you're considering an open relationship, struggling in your current one.
Or even just trying to figure out who you are.
Exactly. This idea of self-awareness and mindful decision-making, it's huge.
It's essential for healthy relationships.
So the mindful modern mistress and this whole idea of mindful mistresshood, it's definitely thought-provoking.
It is.
And it might even make some people uncomfortable.
Right. It challenges a lot of conventional thinking.
Yeah. But it forces us to confront these really complex issues around love and desire and fulfillment.
And responsibility.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, maybe it leaves us with more questions than answers.
Maybe that's the point.
Right. It makes you really think about what you want and what you're willing to do to get it.
And how your choices might affect the people around you.
So if you're looking for a deep dive into those questions, the mindful modern mistress might be just the thing.
It's definitely worth checking out.